guys. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pressing Issues on VCPR. That's Vice City Public Radio. Radio that gives people exactly what they want. High-quality educational programming about serious topics and the consistent reminder that this world is going to hell in a handbasket if you don't give us money. Remember, Vice City Public Radio is commercial-free because it is funded entirely by donations by our listeners and corporate sponsors. So, if you're enjoying this show, why not make a contribution? I am Maurice Chavez, and this is Pressing Issues. Actually, it's the Dude Wait What podcast. And welcome to the Dude Wait What podcast episode, what are we at, 12? I am Toya, and these are my cohorts, minions, subjects. Let's start on this side. Moon.
I don't wanna.
Bob.
Hello.
Alex.
Hi.
Sean.
Bacon!
And this week's special guest, Sammy.
Hello, folks.
So, welcome to episode 12 of the Dude Wait What podcast, this being, I guess, our pre-E3 show. This week, we've got a number of topics to talk about. I want to start off by handing stuff over to Sammy, because we brought Sammy onto the show particularly to talk about something today. Sammy, the Mortal Kombat reveals this week. Could you care to take us through what happened this week in the world of Mortal Kombat?
Well, where to begin? Let's see, there's a lot to talk about regarding Mortal Kombat. Well, first of all, let's start with the so-called trailer for the upcoming movie, shall we say. I know that it's not really much of a game, but there's a lot to talk about. Where do I begin? First of all, the trailer came out a little while ago, and let me just start by saying it just looks really, really, really impressive. And let me just go through it, because, okay, the basic plot line is it's basically Mortal Kombat taking a more realistic approach, because what they've done is they've taken most of the characters like Baraka, like Reptile, and like Jax, and basically just put them in the real world where the backstories are changed, and they're kind of taken away from the whole ordered concept that Mortal Kombat always had with it being born out world. And what they've done is they've put the series in basically the modern world, and they've given it a new plot, a new feel to it, just a new look, and I'm very impressed with how they've done it.
And that was the kind of film trailer that we saw, which it turns out it looks like that was a pitch for a new Mortal Kombat movie.
That's right. And basically, from what I understand, and from what I've seen so far, this is how a Mortal Kombat movie should have been done, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people can agree with me as well that if you're doing a video game, mainly Mortal Kombat, into a movie, then it's supposed to be R-rated, because, as we've all known from beginning to end, Mortal Kombat is full of blood and gore and violence. And they've basically just taken that and they've made that into a movie. They finally put the blood and gore and the fatalities in this movie as the way it should have been done. And this blows the first movie and Annihilation out of the water completely.
Well, I will say, and again, I'll just say that I am not the world's biggest Mortal Kombat fan, and I'm not even a fan of gore horror movies, but at the same time, I have to respect what they're doing here, because this franchise does need a shot in the leg, and I think this is the way to go.
Yeah.
Now, what about the other trailer that came out? The supposed Mortal Kombat 9, I guess it's being called? Just Mortal
Kombat? The Mortal Kombat 9. Well, apparently, from what I've seen as well, it seems that Midway is going back to its roots. So they're restarting Mortal Kombat. They're redoing the whole series, and they're just making it look more, I don't want to say intense, because Mortal Kombat in its own way has been intense from the very beginning, but this just looks really stunning from what I've seen, because, okay, what we have so far is it has all the characters, Reptile, Raiden, all that, and from what I've seen as well, it has new attacks as well that you can use for each of the characters, and I don't know what the exact storyline for this one will particularly be, but I'm interested to see where this is going, because if they're going to start the Mortal Kombat series from the very beginning, and here I thought the Mortal Kombat versus DC nearly killed the franchise, because unlike many of the other fighting games that have been around for a little while, like Street Fighter Tekken, Mortal Kombat has actually been moving at a very slow pace, and it's been a while since we've heard from them. So this, which I'm hoping will probably be a success, will send Mortal Kombat in the right direction. It will probably still be the same blood and gore, violence, and all that. But it just looks, so far it looks really good. Basically the whole 3D graphics of it, and they've made it high def. It looks really impressive so far.
By the way, Bob, we can hear you fiddling with something there.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just saying we can hear you fiddling with something. Or is that you?
I know. Anyway, no, that was me. I'll put it down.
Yeah, moving on. Okay, so here's the thing. Anybody else excited for this? I mean, Sammy's coming buckets over this. Anybody else interested in the Mortal Kombat reboot?
Yes.
I'm interested, you know, because I kind of like playing Mortal Kombat games. Not for being a serious fighting game, but just to have fun with it.
Mm. And that's pretty much what Mortal Kombat really is. It's a game where you're not really supposed to take anything seriously. It's a game where people get killed. That's really the whole thing about it.
With me, I'm a bit excited for the game perspective, but that pitch for the movie, I really did dig that. There's some recognizable people. I mean, you have Jax, who's actually Michael J. White. He played Spawn, and then you had Sonya Blade, the actress, played 7 of 9 on Star
Trek. And also you had Ian Anthony Dale as Scorpion, who plays Kazuya Mishima in the Tekken movie.
And what made this more awesome is you had Johnny Cage, who was being played by Matt Mullins. If you don't know, he was on Kamen Rider Dragon Knight. So, but anyways, a lot of these people, particularly two of them, it looks like they're going to take a direction with the movie that I'm really excited for. And if they use these type of actors, I don't know if they are, but some of them are well-known martial artists, so they could do their own stunts and they could make it all look real and presentable. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
We're talking about the viability of this being a movie, though, and what I'm thinking is, even if they don't want to make it a movie, I wonder if they could make it viable as, like, maybe a web series, like maybe, you know, charge like 10 Microsoft points to download it, you know, per week or something. Maybe.
Yeah, if it just goes to a web series, I'll be down for that too. As long as some form of this comes out, I'll be happy for it. The game perspective, I haven't been on the whole game thing for a while now. I mean, I played some of the newer stuff, but didn't really care for even the DC Universe versus Mortal Kombat. It was all right, but it didn't do anything for me. So if they are to change it and make it something different. I haven't seen the trailer, so I don't know.
Well, in the trailer for the game, it looks like, from what a lot of people are saying, it looks like it's going back to its 2D gameplay roots. That is, that the game is in 3D, but it plays like the old 2D Mortal Kombat games.
Okay. Then it could go either way. It could be good. I mean, the original game, so... Yeah, I'll give it a try.
I think what they've been doing is they looked at how Street Fighter 4... Street Fighter 4 ignored basically Street Fighter 3 and made the storyline continue on from 2, and also made the gameplay, the basic gameplay, fall on for 2 because they took out the parry attacks and stuff. I think the new Mortal Kombat game is somewhat doing that as well. It's pretty much ignoring 4 and all the innovations since 4 and doing the gameplay systems of, I guess, 3 and continuing on from there. Yeah. I don't know if they'll bring back their run button. I still think, and this is just my personal opinion, I want them to do away with the run and block buttons. I think that's something that's easier handled by the joystick, and if they do that, I will give this a serious shot. Otherwise, I'll probably just pick at it, maybe play it once or twice. I may not buy it. That's me.
Awesome. I agree with Toya. I'm not going to get it if they've kept the block button. I hate the block button.
The block button in Mortal Kombat doesn't really do any justice.
It ruins the game.
It
breaks. That's what you need. Yeah, breaks it up, doesn't work, don't like it, get rid of it.
So speaking of other fighting games, let's move on just a bit here for a second. This is something that all of us are interested in. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 released a new trailer yesterday featuring two characters added to the roster. Dante and Deadpool are not only confirmed, but they are seen in the trailer.
Yes.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question about this.
Yes.
How hard did you squeal?
I squealed quite hard, my toes curled, and I was like,
did you clean up afterwards?
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay.
I was very happy to see this. I mean, we've known these two characters confirmed for a while, but the fact that they're pairing them up as antagonists, I love that. That makes a lot of sense to anyone who knows these characters.
And that idea just works on so many levels.
Oh god, yes. Now, I'm hoping that at E3 we might actually see some gameplay of this game, but I'm not holding my breath.
I can't wait.
Because you'll turn blue.
Here's the thing, right? I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but at the end of the trailer, there's that scene with Wolverine and Ryu fighting, and they look up in the sky, and there's a big tunnel of fire opening in the sky. I'm wondering if that's a lead-in to the villain of the piece. Like, are they going to introduce a new villain? I'm seeing that. I'm thinking it might be Mephisto, or they might be leading into another character reveal. That tunnel of fire might be an indication of, I don't know, Ghost Rider, maybe?
I've got an idea. I've got an idea.
Yeah, Bob.
I've got an idea. It's Outworld. They're bringing in Mortal Kombat versus DC versus Capcom.
But
versus
you know what? I would say
it's be the most amazing game ever.
I would say no, but then my mind flashes back to the reveal at E3 when they said that Darth Vader and Yoda were going to be in Soul Calibur 4, and then I look at you and go, you know what? That ain't far off.
But it is very Outworld-esque. No, I think it's going to be Mephisto or some kind of demon.
Yeah.
Or maybe something from Capcom for a change.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
The demon is Joe Quesada. He's going to appear.
You know, if it's demonic and it's from Capcom, that could only be, in my mind, one person, and that's Red Aramir.
Who?
Oh, God. I can't be the only person in this chat who knows who Red Aramir is, can I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I hate all of you. Red Aramir is... he was originally the Red Demon in Ghosts and Goblins, but he got his own game that was called... It was called Demon's Crest in Europe and in Japan. It was called Gargoyle's Quest in the USA.
Oh, that guy.
He had a name.
Was it Barry?
No, it was Red Aramir. Don't you people listen to me?
Wait. Was it Alan?
No, his name was...
Was it Dave? What? Alan Bradley? What?
I hate all of you.
Barry, stop.
Is that like Milton Bradley?
Was it Dave?
Milton Mowbray, pork pie.
What? What are you talking about?
I know who it was. It was Thundercracker.
I don't know.
Jake. It was Jake the Snake Roberts.
What? Yeah. Oh, we're not going to start this again. Anyway. So, Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Okay, you know what I want to do? I want to go around the table. Anybody have, like, anybody they want to see in Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
I have two.
Shoot, Bob.
I have two people.
Yes.
Cyclops.
Mm-hmm.
And She-Hulk.
Yeah, I'm with you on the She-Hulk bit. She is my number one that I want to see in that game. Though it's probably not going to happen, sadly. I mean...
I know, but it's more... The Cyclops is I reckon he's going to be in, and I hope so, because he's always the character I've used
from a game
in any of the crossovers.
From a gameplay perspective, his projectiles and his zoning would be perfect for the game. We need a long-distance character in this, you know?
Yeah. I've got a feeling that... Because, to be fair, when you think of characters you're going to put in, you think of Marvel, you think of X-Men. When you think of X-Men, there's certain characters that come up. Wolverine's always number one. Colossus is always a popular one as well. Magneto is a popular one. Juggernaut and Cyclops.
I think it's more likely we may say Magneto, but I don't see the possibility of Colossus showing up. He's just, I don't know. He's not been in the spotlight for quite some time.
Yeah, but they said, they said they're going to have more characters than the other ones.
More than Marvel vs. Capcom 2, though.
Did they not?
No, they said right now they've got about 30-something characters that are confirmed. They might add one or two more. So it's about
roster. Yeah, but to be fair, that half the characters in Marvel vs. Capcom 2 don't deserve to come back.
Well, the thing about...
Especially on the Marvel side.
A lot of Marvel vs. Capcom 2, that game was basically an art dump. They took every single sprite they had ever done for the Versus series and threw it into one game and then threw a couple more on top of that for good measure.
Yeah.
And it was simply a matter of fact that they were using Sega's Naomi board as the arcade model for that instead of CPS2. And being that they had the Naomi board, they could have put in a ton of data, and they did. If anything, I think Marvel vs. Capcom 2 was really just an extraordinary system test. Because they did the 3-on-3 fighting because they knew they could load 3 characters into memory per side on that board. They did the massive amount of characters because they knew that the storage capacity could take it. They did 3D backgrounds because they knew the hardware could handle it. It really was a stress test for the Naomi board back when that system was first came out. And if those of you are not familiar, the Naomi arcade board was actually the same motherboard that was inside the Dreamcast. So when you talk about playing Marvel vs. Capcom 2 on the Dreamcast, you're playing the arcade version, no question.
Pretty cool.
So yeah.
Personally, Personally, I just want to play Marvel vs. Capcom 3 with Cyclops and Deadpool. But hey, who's next?
What else? Let's give Moon his space to talk about the Pokemon stuff.
Hang on. I thought you were going to ask more people about what characters they wanted.
Well, nobody else.
Because you said you're going to go around the table, and you just went to me.
Anybody?
I would like to see Red Hulk and Zangief.
I'm almost willing to bet Zangief's a given. I will go out on a limb and say Zangief will be there. Because in terms of Street Fighter gameplay, Zangief is one of the more... I mean, he's there to balance out projectile characters. He's there to give you a different gameplay option, and I think they'd be silly to not put him in. It's either going to be Zangief, or it's going to be Alex, or it's going to be T-Hawk, but they need a big guy in there somewhere.
It's going to be Zangief.
Yeah. And as for Red Hulk, I would put in Red Hulk as a hidden character. Just make him a palette swap of Hulk with a different face and give him like a gun for one of his special moves.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it. It's a good idea. Anybody else?
Gino. Oh, wait. I'm talking about Smash Brothers. Never mind.
Jesus.
Get the fuck out.
I got one.
Yeah, I got Alex.
All right, I guess from Capcom, I want to say... what's his name? Riku from Darkstalkers.
Yeah.
Rikuo. Yeah.
Rikuo. Yeah.
He's like one of the most forgotten Darkstalkers characters ever.
And from Marvel, personally, I would like to see Moon Knight.
Who?
Moon Knight.
Oh, goddamn, yes. Oh, I would love for Moon Knight to be in there.
Who gives a shit about Moon Knight?
I do. I love Moon Knight. Moon Knight and Taskmaster. Awesome combination.
I'm right there with you, Toya.
Yeah.
Brownie points.
What? Mwah, mwah, mwah. What was the other one you said from on Capcom side?
Recall.
Now, okay, if we're talking Darkstalkers characters, you know who I want to see in the game?
Who?
The one, the only Lord Raptor.
Good choice.
Oh, yes.
Love to see Lord Raptor come back.
In that case, you have Lord Raptor and you have Blade.
Interesting combination. I sort of... No. If you have Blade, then you have to have Blade and Dmitry Maximoff. Oh, God, yes! That would be amazing!
I think Joy just came in his pants again!
Battle of the Vampires!
Yes!
Oh, get that shit off of me, please.
What?
Get that shit off of me, it's touching my leg.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking this is an awesome idea. Blade and Dmitry Maximoff. Oh my god. Oh god. Oh god. Oh god. I'm writing a letter to Capcom right now.
Ooh. You know what Capcom needs to do? They need to make a game of Helsing just so we can have Alucard
in. Yes.
I just want Alucard in. Yeah. No other relationship, but then he's in a Capcom game and he's Alucard.
Yeah.
I just love Alucard. He's awesome.
Now we're kind of going off on a tangent.
You know how Capcom did the old Aladdin game for the Super NES.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should add Aladdin into this game.
No, Genie! They should add the Genie!
Wait! Marvel's owned by Disney!
No! No! The little monkey bastard!
Apu!
Oh, okay. You want to throw Apu in there? Then it's going to be Apu versus Sansan.
Oh, yes. Wait. So since Marvel is owned by Disney, then Sora's going to be in it from fucking Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Oh, I love Sora.
Oh, wait. Does that mean they're going to have Sephiroth in there, too?
Ah! What are we doing? This is a Mugen game now. What the hell?
Oh, you'd still play it, Toya.
Yeah, just until Rare Akuma comes out with his 999-hit combo.
It's over 9,000!
Yeah, Moon, Pokemon, talk.
Okay. Leaked scans of KoroKoro magazine for June has appeared, and we have 7 new Pokemon on this list here, if you all click the link that I posted. The first one, the white one, it's a chinchilla Pokemon. It's called Chiromi. Yeah, it's...
it's kind of special.
I'm not warming up on these things yet. Especially this freaking purple pink one, whatever the hell it is, with the flowers all over it. Freaking Muna.
It looks like a pig.
And I love how it's named after the 60. I love how it's named after you, Moon.
That's exactly what the pig-covered flower thing is. It's a pig dipped in toxic too much.
It's actually called the Dreamy
Moon Pig.
So, Moon, can you tell us what is the inventive name of that pair of gears?
Gear.
Fuck you.
Oh my god, that's epically named.
Fuck you, Moon.
The next
fuck
one. The next one. It's the baby pigeon Pokemon. It's Mama Peto.
Of course.
Please forgive my lack of Japanese language speaking. The next one is that ape-looking type thing with the sick face mouth thing.
It's called...
You want to say it? Because that's too long for me.
No, you're going fine. It is Hihi Daruma.
Yeah, okay, that. Then the next one's the charged Pokemon. That is the... I believe that's the zebra one. And that is Shimama.
Shikaka!
Shimama!
Shimama!
Shikaka! And the last one is the crocodile one, and it's Meguroko.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
That crocodile is off robbing. He's quite clearly watched some old films. What do robbers wear? He's got a little bag called Swag next to him somewhere. and he's off.
He's got that one sack with the dollar bill sign on it, right?
Yeah, or Swag. And he only uses bombs that are spherical with a little fuse coming out the top. And he uses them to blow in to get his money.
Actually, if that's exactly what he does in the game, I'm so buying this.
Unfortunately, it's a Pokemon game. It won't be that inventive.
There's more info we have.
Wait a minute. What's his evolved state? A bird?
We don't know yet. And there's more rumors that are going around, too, I'd like to bring up, because some of them sound pretty cool. Okay. The new professor of this region, the Ishu region, is a female, and her name is Araragi.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be localized into some kind of tree-based name, huh?
Yeah, probably Maple. I'm going with Maple. Let's take bets.
Well, I vote Birch.
We already used Birch.
Birch is taken.
Cherry Wood!
Dead.
Dead.
That's a dead.
What would you do if it is Cherry Wood?
Did you just call her Bush? Professor Bush.
Hey-o. Something that me and Toya were talking about. The two legendaries, Reshiram and Zekrom. Those the white and the black, respectively. The white one is a dragon fire type, and the black one is dragon electric.
I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but I totally call that.
Yeah.
Is one of them called Zac Efron?
Oh, God.
It does.
Did you just say Zac Efron?
Zekrom.
Oh, Zekrom. That's what I was
talking about. Zac Efron.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
I'm sorry.
Zac Efron out of the gutter.
Shut up.
Stab anyway, Zac Efron in the gut. What? No.
I have some rumors here. It says that there's going to be 157 new Pokemon in this generation, bringing the total amount to 650.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah. Now, like in Generation 4 with Giratina, Dialga, and Palkia, there's going to be a green cobra-like legendary to accompany the black and white two legendaries. Rumors are that Tauros will have an evolution.
Cool.
Who's Tauros?
He's the bull.
The bull
from Generation 1. And his evolution's called Minotauros, and he'll stand on two legs.
Nice. I like that. That's actually...
That's going to be... it's going to have a fighting... Ooh.
Something I forgot to mention with the two legendaries. Their types... Well, not the type. They are classified as the white... What the hell was it? Hold on, let me find it real quick. The white one is the white yin or the white yang, and it works with the black and white, like yin and yang type of thing.
The white one will be yang, the black one will be yin, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I got a 50% chance of being right on that.
So 3-1 that when they come over to the U.S., one was going to be called yin and the other one's going to call yang.
Nah, I don't.
No, because these names are their actual American names, too, it's been announced.
Yeah, I'd go with that.
I wish I'd taken those odds before you'd said that.
And it says this might be a rumor. It says that it's going to do like a the good versus evil type of plot will be a major part in the plot. And it will like influence if you make good choices or bad choices. So, but that's still a rumor. We don't know.
Pokemon Mass Effect.
Pokemon Knights of the Old Republic. So that's all I have. Oh, and the pink flowery one was apparently referenced in Generation 1.
Huh?
It says here, and I'm reading from PokeBeach.com, it was once referenced in Generation 1. After you defeat a lass outside the rock tunnel in the original games, she says, "The Pokemon here are so chunky. They should be there should be a pink one with a floral pattern."
Really?
And that's been brought up to think that it was originally designed earlier on 15 years ago.
But it didn't get past the development stages.
Until now.
I don't think they did because they didn't even have fucking color back then.
Well, there has been rumors that not rumors, but it's been confirmed that a couple have been delayed a generation or two, like with Shellos and Gastrodon from Generation 4. They were originally supposed to come out in Generation 3 with Ruby and Sapphire. So, and it has been said that at least 1,000 designs were made 15 years ago. So.
Well, there you go.
There
I'm just
you
wondering
go.
How much more they can milk out of Pokemon before Pretty, everyone goes, by. That's it, I've had
I'm
enough.
Honestly. I really am.
Or what they're going to do is they're going to make a fourth evolution for certain Pokemon.
Yeah.
I doubt they would go that far. It would be cool, though, but I doubt they'd go that far.
Yeah, that would just break game flow. I mean, how high would you have to level a Pokemon before it got to fourth? You know, that makes no sense.
It's over 9,000!
Okay, Joel.
I mean, look at how high some of the level ones you have to level up to get, at least get to the second evolution.
Right.
Like with, Dragonite, you have to get them up to, level 55 to level them up to that, so.
And then 60, wasn't it? 55, 60?
Yeah, I think it's 55. Like I don't remember offhand, but I think it's 55. Right. So,
it's just
tedious to even get it up to that high without using action replay or something.
Now, I like in the Pokemon Yellow, I'm going to go back some old school here. In Pokemon Yellow, that the game mechanic was, it was basically based on the anime itself. That your main character got Pikachu. And it never evolved. It leveled up, learned all new cool moves, but it never leveled up evolved.
No, you could evolve it.
You can evolve it, even if you and to evolve a Pikachu into a Raichu, you have to use a Thunderstone. So
yeah,
either
that's what I tried to do when I played the game, but it just
In Pokemon Yellow, you tried giving him a Thunderstone and he wouldn't take it.
Well, yeah that's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have leveled up anyway.
It wouldn't
have evolved anyway.
So
I hated Yellow.
All right, so moving on to other stuff, let's talk about something that some of us played this weekend. The War for Cybertron demo.
Yes.
Bastards.
I haven't played it yet, so I'm not sure.
Each and every one of you, except Sammy, are bastards.
Sammy, you won't be playing the demo.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
get back to your
War
PS3 corner.
War for Cybertron demo came out to Xbox 360 this week, and we had a chance to play the multiplayer on it with two of the classes, Scouts and Leader. Was it Leader? No, Scout and Soldier. And so far, my personal impressions on this game, I like how it plays, I like how it feels, but I don't think I'll be playing the multiplayer too long, though. That's probably just me, though. I mean, what do you guys think?
I loved it.
Yeah?
I thought the classes were well-balanced. The Scout has its role, the Soldier has its role. So at least amongst just those two, a lot of people found using the Soldier easier, but I saw while playing online that once you got the hang of using the Scout's abilities, you know, which is basically hit and run, you may not be leveling up, but you can mess up anybody's day. You can kill anyone.
Because I was just playing on it now, and I was playing as a Scout, and I got a 7 kill streak, and I didn't. That was like for the whole match there. It was nuts. So Scouts are my favorite so far.
I like the Soldier, but I do have to say I wish the Soldier had a more health or something. I'm wondering if there might be a perk later that unlocks an extra layer of armor or something. Because honestly, for something that's supposed to be one of the biggest classes in the game, I feel like you go down way too quickly.
Yeah, but if you've got more health than the scout, you've got two more bars than the scout.
It just it doesn't feel right though. I should be like wading into the middle of battle, absorbing bullet blows and just, you know, wiping out. What I would like to see is I'd like to see them put in like a perk where you activate it and it's like a shield and you have like maybe not much, maybe like 5 seconds of 5 seconds of invulnerability. Sorry, my rabbit just flew over.
I don't think you actually need that, Toya, because I never had that problem. I always found that unless you went into combat against two or three opponents at the same time, which were normally soldiers, to be fair,
you
normally could hold your own. I mean, when I was running around, I managed to dodge fire by using my maneuverability while being attacked by three guys and kill one of them before finally being taken down by the other two.
Yeah.
That was always going to happen because I was outnumbered. I think if the soldier had more health, the scout would then struggle to kill it, and then you'd unbalance everything.
Well, let's assume with the other classes involved, let's assume like when you enter leader and scientist into the mix, you could probably have like a leader nearby to buff you and a scientist behind you healing you, and then the tank becomes nigh invulnerable. And that's where I think it's going to open up. But you see, the thing is, I think with just two classes, we're not getting that teamwork aspect of it out of it just yet.
No, but I think they've given us more in this demo than I expected. I mean, one map was slightly disappointing. I would have liked two. But it's a good idea. I played the Conquest game mode as well. That is generic affair. Run over to a section, stand there, take the flag, get points from it, blah, blah, blah. Domination from Unreal Tournament days. It's fair enough. Team Deathmatch is everyone's favourite. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think I'm going to play it a fair bit as long as I've got people to play with.
I will say the control is fantastic. I love the control in the game.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to playing the single player. I want to see what the story gives us. And if the control is anything to go by, single player is going to be a blast to play through.
I do have to say the soldiers are freaking cheap with their spinny whirlwind of death.
You know, I could never get that to work right. Me and Bob had the same problem. We kept transforming when we tried to do that. I think that's a glitch.
Yeah. There's a glitch in the game. There's a glitch in the demo.
Go ahead, Bob.
What's your turn? I was just going to say, when you go to do your special attack, which is a spinning round death thing with your hammer or whatever you've got, you transform.
I played as well. I've come to like a similar glitch with the scout. It seems to happen when your health is at one bar. When I will go to melee someone, for some reason I will transform, and that screws me over a lot of times. I don't know if it's a glitch in the demo itself, or hopefully that is fixed already. And
well, I don't think it's going to be fixed as yet, because what's going on is I believe the game has already shipped, or at least is already being pressed onto discs.
Yes.
It's already.
Yeah, if the glitch is there, what we may expect is like a day one patch, like when you pop the game in, it's going to say there's an update available, if it is at all fixed. But if anybody from, you know, High Moon Studios is listening, we'd like to have that fixed before going online to play. Just saying.
Seriously.
it does besides look good, that, and I am looking forward to the single player. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, same. I'm going to, you know, also touch on the controls. It's a lot. I'm gonna tell you right now. I hated the Revenger of Fallen game. I could not stand the controls about it, and the controls are very smooth. If you've not played it yet, it's gonna take you a bit while to get used to them, but you get to recognize the controls pretty quick. And the fact that you can be in vehicle mode, go off a ramp, jump in midair, transform, turn invisible, and then kill someone—that is awesome.
I do like the jump controls in it, though, and I think if there's going to be even a little bit of platforming to the single-player game, I'm not going to mind it so much, because the jumping is really, really responsive.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, that even though I haven't played the demo, I hear that a lot of people are now responding very positively to it. And, Toya, since you're going to play it on single-player because you want to know if the story's good or not, I probably will play it on single-player as well, because I'm interested to see what the story will be as well, and plus... online, so.
Yeah. Full disclosure from all of us here at Dude Wait What Podcast, we are all Transformers fans. There's not a single one of us that doesn't like Transformers in some shape or form. So all of us are you know, looking forward to seeing this game in action and seeing what the storyline brings, because this is, I think, probably going to be the accepted backstory for Transformers from now on, is what Hasbro's been saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of like...
Retcon.
It looks pretty good, though. I'm giving it a tentative thumbs up right now. Not a tentative thumbs up. It's better than I had even hoped for. And to be honest, with licensed properties, you have to kind of set the bar kind of low. And it surpassed that bar, at least. You know, I'll give it that much.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I have to wait till a certain convention that me and another person on this podcast are going to play it.
You can just say what it is. Everybody knows already. Jesus Christ.
Well,
it's that S&M convention, right?
Yeah, the bondage one. You and Sammy are going on the bondage convention.
Aren't you going to look for sex robots or something?
That's Sammy. I'm going to go look for Space Jesus.
All right.
I found Space Jesus!
All right, let's...
Wait, look, there goes Sweet Zombie Jesus!
Oh, shut up. Right, so we are going to talk about now, what have we all been playing this week? I'm going to start at the top of my list. Let's start with Moon. Moon, what have you been playing this week?
Played a little Modern Warfare, played some Split Second, played War for Cybertron demo, played the Lego Harry Potter demo, which is awesome.
Boo!
Random game that I found this week.
Oh god, again?
Pokemon Pinball.
Ooh.
I had that game. I had that game.
I had it. It was shit.
It was pretty good.
It had a good, like, idea on,
yeah,
on bringing the Pokemon stuff to a pinball game. It was really innovative, and I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be a new segment. Random stuff. Moon plays.
It's a segment within a segment. Oh, look at that! England scored one already.
Oh, no one cares about football.
Soccer.
Excuse me, I do.
Except you.
So shut your face, Sammy.
One
USA!
Nothing.
All the way.
So random country.
I will say, though, that Pokemon Pinball for a licensed pinball game was not that bad. It was certainly... it's up there with Sonic Spinball, and Sonic Spinball wasn't even that good. That's just me. Bob, what are you...
No, I hate... Okay, go on. So I just want to say one more thing. I hated Sonic Spinball. Right. This week I finished Mass Effect 2.
Awesome.
Good game. Ending. Well, not the end. The ending was good. The final boss battle was like, oh, what a surprise.
I like the final boss
there.
Battle.
Generic boss battle. Generic boss battle. Shoot at the weak points. Use as a thing that's weak. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
I liked it. I thought it was
even hard. It was easier than the lead up to fight him.
I'll give you that. It was pretty easy. I didn't really feel that pressure during the boss battle, but I liked
it. It didn't ruin it, though. It didn't ruin the ending. It didn't ruin any pace.
No.
It was just a bit from the rest of the game being not exactly inventive, but a good solid kind of combat fare, slowly increasing in pace. If you're playing for the normal story missions, if you mix and match with alternate missions, it's going to vary in pace, but steady pace. And then that kind of was like, I saw it coming a mile away. I think anybody who plays it really will. But it was a good game. I'm probably going to play through it again as a small blonde chick with biotics. For no good reason. And then, that should be it. I think I did my
first playthrough as a small blonde chick, but a small blonde chick soldier.
Well, yeah, but I want biotics. I want to see what shit I can pull off with biotics. But that's me. That's me for this week. I haven't played a lot.
What about Red Dead Redemption? Didn't you pick that up?
Oh, shit, yeah. I picked that up, played it. It was fun. And then I put it down to finish Mass Effect 2.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to start playing that again soon.
just shout out to Brad Nicholson if you enjoyed it, though.
Oh, I definitely enjoyed it. I haven't even looked at multiplayer. Played for the single player a bit. Top tip to anyone who buys the game, do all the missions for the woman you meet at the start before you do anything else, because you need lots of abilities don't get unlocked until you've gone through with her. So just do her stuff first. But other than that, yeah.
All right. So next on our list, Alex, what have you been playing this week, dude?
I haven't picked up any games, so basically what I've just done was just any demos I saw in the marketplace I downloaded. So I've been playing a bunch of demos. I played Iron Man 2. Crap game. Don't play it. I tried that Snoopy game. Don't like it.
I got that too. It was fun.
It's crap.
It's fun.
You're wrong. Moon, you're wrong.
I also downloaded the 99 Nights 2 game.
Oh, I like that.
I like that demo too. I was a fan of the first game, and yeah, I just like the fact is that what makes me like it is just all these enemies that you just kill, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and that's pretty much what the demo is.
You get like 500 and 900 combos going. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, definitely. When it comes out, I definitely want to at least get it at some point.
Well, I don't get it because I have a feeling that's gonna get real repetitive. You know.
Yeah, I mean, what I mean, like get, I mean, like at least rent it.
Yeah.
Rent it. And then,
I don't think that demo's released in the UK, because I've been trying to find it, and I don't think it's been released in the UK. That saddens Bob.
Yeah, because you like that kind of game, don't you?
Yeah, I do love that kind of game.
Sad Bob.
Don't know
sad.
Why. Sad Bob, sad.
And besides that, the Warped Snapshot demo, and yeah, we already gave our thoughts on that, so that's all I've been playing
yes.
for the week.
Sean, what have you been playing?
I've actually rebought God of War 2.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
And I've been playing Jack 2.
You're also playing with
Jack
yourself.
No, the moon. Go fuck yourself.
Zing.
Jack 2, I like the Jack series, but I sort of, like, once Jack started talking, it started to get really weird for me.
Mm.
It was just weird shit. Anyway,
In fact, I'm pulling a moon right now.
You're pooping?
Ew.
No, I've been playing it while during the podcast.
Oh, because I know pulling a moon is something else entirely.
Yeah, it's when you get your ass out.
I'm on the pooper.
Sammy, save us. What have you been playing this week?
What have I been playing? Well, I've been playing a lot of different games. I recently bought the first Time Crisis, and I've been playing that. And I haven't played Time Crisis since I was 10. And the nostalgic feel to it feels really good. I also been playing Duke Nukem Time to Kill for the PlayStation 1.
Nice.
Really good game. It's quite a decent game. This is the first Duke Nukem game that I've played, and so far I'm liking it. And, of course, I'm going through the Tekken series again. I'm playing Tekken 4 and Tekken 5. And Tekken 4, for some reason, it doesn't really... What's the word?
It's not polished.
Yeah, it's kind of really isn't doing me much favors. I mean,
yeah.
4, I would think, is the weakest in the whole series. I haven't played 6 yet, so I don't really know what to expect.
I think probably the only defense you can give that 4 being the weakest in the series was that they were switching over to the new PS2 hardware, and it was very early in the PS2 life cycle. And they didn't really know what they wanted to do with the system as yet, you know? I mean, they had done... I think Tekken Tag was on PS2 before that, and that was not great. And they were just very slowly ramping up to what the PS2 could really do.
Yeah. But it's decent nonetheless.
Yeah. All right. As for me, this week, I've been playing quite a bit of stuff. Played just this morning. I got an old copy of Descent 2 and played that. That is an excellent game. If everybody remembers that on the PC, Descent 2 was fantastic. I got Split Second for the PC. I'm very much enjoying that game. That is an addictive piece of racing right there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's awesome. If you like your racing larger than life and arcade style, pick up Split Second. I've no problems recommending that to anyone.
The only gripes that I have with it though is that when I first started playing it, I felt like I was playing Burnout, and I tried crashing into a car, like, to, like, wreck him, and it didn't work. I'm like, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, but once you get...
Yeah, it misses.
No, as I was going to say, once you get the whole thing about timing power plays, it becomes its own game.
Yeah.
I know, but I still feel that I think it needed more aggression, that... Some wrecking abilities would have given it.
I don't know if aggression is... Because the thing is, if you put the wrecking into it, then there's no finesse to timing the power plays, and to me that's what it's about. It's about playing defensively and avoiding, and then trying to wreck your opponent by making them drive into this stuff.
I don't like it that much.
I have not been able to put it down yet.
I did wreck the entire, like, everybody on the airport level with the level 2 power play of knocking down the communications tower.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah. So, like, my favorite one is in the downtown area when you get, like, the building that looks like the Sky Needle when that comes down and basically changes the track. Oh, my God, that was awesome. And not only does it change the track, you end up driving down the side of the building and then hitting a roof and jumping off that roof onto another roof onto another roof and then through a cafe. It's like, oh my God, that's amazing. Brilliant game. I've also been playing, I picked up Dungeons & Dragons Online, and I'm quite enjoying that, except that I'm antisocial and haven't actually been playing with anybody. I just kind of walk up to people and go, who are you? And walk away from them. I'm like, just very antisocial. If you do
like walk up to somebody and go like Charlie Murphy and then walk
Charlie
away.
Murphy, Don Murphy. If you do want to play with me, if you play Dungeons & Dragons Online, listeners, I am on the Kyber server. I am a elf barbarian by the name of Deceptus Thunderbreaker.
Oh, really? Now it's
supposed to be.
But they wouldn't let me use Thundercracker. Apparently, something about it being a racial slur. I don't know.
why would Thundercracker be a racial slur?
It's got the word cracker in it.
It's like saying porch monkeys is a racial slur.
Hey, take that back.
Whoa. Fucking hell. You sick fuck.
Ruin your bastard.
He's just angry because his dick's small.
Seriously. It's not a racial slur. My grandmother used to call me this. When I used to sit on the porch and stare at my neighbors.
But you need to understand, Clerks 2 is just a movie.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
I would say the other line, but that one's just, whoa, out there.
Yeah, not on my podcast, buddy.
About the broken beer bottle? No way, I'm not going there. Only with a group of very close friends.
Hey, what are we? Well, no, hang on, there's other people listening, never mind, shut up.
Yeah. What stays in Icon State? What? Fucking, I screwed it up.
Awesome.
At least he's learning to let the joke go when it fails. At least he's learning.
Yeah.
Give him a golf clap for that.
Thank you.
It's a pity clap.
So we got like 15 minutes to play with, guys. Anything anybody want to talk about? Anybody want to bring anything up gaming wise?
I did see we're in the new Rock Band. You're getting a new instrument to play.
Oh, the keyboard thing? Yeah, what is it going to be like? Is it three keys on a keyboard? What the hell?
Is it a banjo?
I don't know.
It's a keyboard.
You know what would be cool if they made it into a guitar?
Oh, God. No. We don't need...
Oh, yeah. It's a banjo. Ooh, I can't wait.
What's this? We're fucking 80s again? Oh.
Yeah. What's wrong with the 80s?
No, I want the next Rock Band game to be called... It is Rock Band, right? It's not Guitar Hero, right?
Yeah, it's Rock Band.
I want the next Rock Band game to be called Rock Band. What is this? The fucking 80s.
I want the next Rock Band game to be called. Look, we promise this is the last one.
Oh, they need to milk that franchise. The next one's going to be like Rock Band Nickelback edition.
Hang on. Rock Band Nickelback edition. They only need to put one song in it because they're all the fucking same.
It's all the same power chord.
It's all the same. It's exactly. The same song. Oh, fucking! I hate Nickelback so much. How boring they are. They have no personality. They have no personality, Sammy. They are soulless.
No. I'm a huge Nickelback fan, and I will defend what you say. So shut up.
They suck your soul out. They suck your soul. Feed their ever hunger because they have no
soul. I know Sammy's into like some death metal and some really good bands. Like, Sammy, when did you become a Nickelback fan? When did this happen?
Ages ago. I was a fan of Nickelback before I met any of you guys.
Oh, Sammy, you let me down, man. You let me down.
Come on. They're a good band. They've made some good songs.
I used to praise your taste in music, Sammy. Why have you let me down?
I listen to Nickelback when there's nothing else good to listen to. I will listen. They are a good band to listen to. Come on. They are.
No, they're not. Not even
yes,
slightly.
They are.
I would actually rather listen to some old people's bowel movements than Nickelback.
Nickelback are a good band.
There's more soul, tune, and difference listening to old people's bowel movements than there is listening to Nickelback.
We hear it, dude. Wait. What podcast support the listening to old folks' bowel movements?
We support listening to whatever the fuck you want to listen to.
But we do not support supporting Nickelback in any shape or form.
Shut up, them. Nickelback are good. Nickelback are good group.
I just want to say
the lead singer. The lead singer has super noodles for hair.
Who cares?
We all love Sammy and we're not picking on him at all.
In Nickelback's defense, they only did one good song, and that was the one for Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that wasn't the full band. That was just the two different guys, the guy from Saliva and Jed Kroger.
And that song, I think, is by far the worst. That's me personally.
That song, as soon as
Spider-Man was released, that song became very overrated and I just couldn't bother listening to it. I only listened to it once and I didn't listen to it again after that. That song is just the...
And their song where they go, someone read about it. Yeah, that song was overplayed on the radio 4 million billion times. I still hear that.
Was that on the Transformers soundtrack?
That it would possibly...
They had something on the Transformers soundtrack.
It was called Burning Down the House.
It
doesn't matter what it's called. It's called Nickelback. So it has to be called. It's the same song.
question.
Yes.
When is this now a music podcast that
I
we
don't
just best?
Gotta wait to kick in. You have to understand something, Moon. This podcast is like a rabid dog on a leash, and I'm just trying to take it to potty.
Are you going? Are you sitting there holding his chain, saying, "Make boom boom for Daddy"?
I'm just going to end this topic with "Fuck you, Nickelback."
No, shut up. Nickelback is a good group. End of story.
it's just amusing how wrong you are in your statement.
Oh, shut up! I am right. You're wrong. Nickelback is a good group. They've made good songs enough. Okay.
Oh yeah, didn't we have a question that was asked on Twitter?
Oh yeah, okay, let's do this. Shut up, Bob. Question asked by Baz on Twitter. Baz is asking all of us, what are you looking forward to coming out of E3?
Video games!
Half-Life 2 Episode 3.
I'm hearing rumors that it might not be Half-Life 2 Episode 3, it might actually be Half-Life 3. Because the rumor standing right now is that they may be debuting Source Engine 2. The thing of that is that Valve has said that they will only debut a new Half-Life game when a new engine is announced. So it stands to reason that we may see Half-Life 3. If we see Half-Life 3, Bob, I am going out tomorrow and buying a new video card just to make sure I can run that sucker at full spec.
I know, same here. Well, I'll go out tomorrow. I'll wait till it's out.
Yeah.
Then I'll buy a new PC.
Yeah. Everybody knows. I mean, you've played it. I've played it. Half-Life 2 is one of the best PC games ever made. I mean, that's
Half-Life
not just our opinion.
Best game ever.
Yeah, it's. Half-Life I mean, pacing 2. Is brilliant. The gameplay is brilliant. Hopefully, Half-Life 3 continues that, and we don't know if this is going to be the end of the story, if it's going to continue the story, but I think we all want to know just what the fuck the G-Man is. This is a bigger mystery than Lost at this point.
No, I don't think we should find out.
I'm with you.
Mysteries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everything gets answered these days.
Yeah.
Everything gets answered. And it's like, just leave it unknown.
Well, that's why
it's worth more. It's worth more unknown.
That's why
than it is
Silent
known.
Hill, because in Silent Hill, stuff is unknown. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. They need to give you ideas why the G-Man's doing it, but they should never tell you who he is.
Yeah. I am looking forward to anything from Capcom, really. There's been rumors of a Mega Man online game, although I think that might only be coming out in Korea, but I'd like to see something about it at E3 if it's making a North American debut at some point. Anything Capcom does is always high on my radar. I could give two shits about what Square Enix is doing these days. I really could care less.
Final Fantasy XIII 2.
However, you know, I wouldn't put it past them. I really, because they said that there's a lot of stuff cut out of 13 that didn't make it to the final game, that could almost make a whole new game by itself. I would not put it past them making a 13 too.
However, speaking of Square Enix, the only game that I'm looking forward from them at the moment is Ken and Lynch 2 Dog Days, because that's being produced by them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm looking forward to.
Actually, there's supposed to be a Kingdom Hearts reveal. And it's,
really?
Oh,
wow.
Yuck.
It better be on the 360.
I'm kind of a Kingdom Hearts fan. I will say that if something Kingdom Hearts comes out of E3, if it's a full Kingdom Hearts game, I'm tired of this portable side quest shit. If it's a full Kingdom Hearts game, I'm up for that.
It might be a thing for Birth by Sleep, which is supposed to come out in September for the PSP.
No. They said it's not a PSP game. It's not Birth by Sleep.
It better be on the 360 then, shit.
I will play a Kingdom Hearts game if they have Sephiroth kill the entire Disney cast.
Yes, agreed.
If it's a secret scene, if it's a cut scene, if it happens at the end of the game, if it only happens in certain rules, I don't care. If it happens, or anyone, a small child, a baby with a knife, kills all the Disney characters, I don't care.
You know,
as long as they're all killed violently, I'll buy it.
Bob, come over here. Come away from the rest of the podcast for a second. Come here. Bob, I worry about you sometimes. Are you okay? Is everything all right?
Fuck Disney. Yeah.
So I got a list here of all the announced games so far.
Uh-huh.
I've got a list here of all the announced games so far at E3. 2K Games has Civilization 5, Mafia 2, Spec Ops The Line, and XCOM. Mm-hmm. Activision.
Yeah!
Call of Duty Black Ops. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock, Singularity, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, War for Cybertron, True Crime, and unannounced game, ... Atari, Test Drive Unlimited 2, The Witcher 2, Bethesda, Fallout, New Vegas, Rage...
The Witcher, did you just say?
What?
The Witcher 2.
I was gonna say, nice, oh cool, I'm glad to see they're making a sequel back.
Yeah, continue.
Fallout, New Vegas, Rage, Brink, Hunted, The Demon's Forge, mm-hmm. Capcom, Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, Dead Rising 2, Ghost Trick, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Okamiden, I guess?
Okamiden, yeah. Started. Yeah.
I guess that's what it would be. Mm-hmm. Codemasters, Body Count, F1 2010, Disney, Epic Mickey. Oh, Epic Mickey! I forgot about that game! That looks awesome. Epic Mickey, Guilty Party, Pirates of the Caribbean, Armada of the Damned, Tron Evolution,
ooh.
Come in My Pants. EA has a shitload of games.
No. Are they all sequels?
Actually, some of them are. And some of them are just sports games that nobody ever plays. APB.
Like Madden. I don't know who plays Madden. That game sucks.
Me? I play Madden.
Shut up, it's kind of wild.
I like Madden games.
I like playing Madden.
What's it like for Madden games?
Sorry, anyway, Toya, you outvoted.
Anyway, APB, Bulletstorm, Crysis 2, Dead Space 2, Deathspank, FIFA Superstars, Harry Potter. Wait,
Deathspank?
Oh, yes. I've heard that game. That's going to be really good.
There's more. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, EA Sports Active 2, EA Sports MMA, Madden 11, Medal of Honor, Monopoly Streets, NBA Jam. NBA Jam! Oh my god.
Yeah, that's supposed to be kind of a NES.
Do y'all remember your old school that you entered all the codes?
No. Anyway, NCAA 11.
Sorry, I was just wonderful. Sorry, carry on,
NHL 11, NHL Slapshot, Risk Factions, Shank, Need for Speed Rumored. That's the name of the
game. That's a rubbish game. That's a rubbish game.
Well, that's what the rumor has it.
Need for Speed Rumored.
Konami, Castlevania, Lord of Shadows,
yes!
Def Jam Rapstar.
Yes, that is going to be really good.
Gormiti, Legends of Shit.
Gormiti!
Lost in Shadow. No, I'm pissed with Gormiti because Cartoon Network put Gormiti in the time slot of Transformers Animated. I had nothing to wake up in the UK.
In the UK, right? In the UK, they did a massive campaign for Gold Meaty. It was everywhere. And you know what? I have never seen anyone buy a toy. And I go to Toys R Us, and they're just everywhere. There's this huge shelf. Just
Oh, wait.
Kids walk straight past it. Kids walk straight past it and go to Star Wars, Transformers, even the fucking Star Trek toys before they look at Gold Meaty.
I'm glad that the kids actually have taste.
I actually watched a kid. There was a sale on, and it was for the freaking Gold Meaty figures, and it was like three packs for $4. He went and bought a single Bakugan instead of buying these Gold Meaty things.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez. Okay, there's more. Lost in Shadow, Lucha Libre AAA, Metal Gear Solid Rising.
Lucha Libre AAA should be good.
99 Nights.
Yes.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2011, Russian Attack Expatriate, Saw 2, The Next Silent Hill, rumored and unannounced games. Next, LucasArts, Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars, Star Wars The Old Republic, Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, Monkey Island 2 Special Edition.
Oh, yes.
I cannot wait for Force Unleashed 2. That's going to be amazing.
I can't wait for Monkey Island 2. I'm good for that.
Microsoft, Crackdown 2, Fable 3, Gears of War 3, Halo Reach, Project Nostalgia Library. MTV Games, nobody cares.
Some of the rumored stuff from the Project Natal Library, it's not impressive. It looks like crap that was rejected from Wii Sports. It's... No, I swear to God, each of the titles they're showing is like a single use. There's a river rafting game. How much can you do in a river rafting game? Jesus.
Are they the same graphics?
Pretty much. Well, that's what I'm hearing. They're very similar.
You know what? With a river rafting game, you can always be up the creek without a paddle.
Shut up.
Please. MTV Games. Nobody cares about MTV Games. Namco. Ace Combat Joint Assault.
What?
Clash of the Titans.
What system is that for?
Hold on. Let me click it and find out.
Oh my god, Ace Combat! Oh my god!
All right. The 360 and the PS3.
Oh! Yes! Oh, right. Ace Combat in your face!
That is really good news.
Toya, me and you. If it's joint combat, me and you, buddies.
Yes.
Me and you, buddies.
Clash of the Titans. Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Majin and the Forsaken Kingdom. A game I've been looking forward to. Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2, Splatterhouse, and some unannounced games.
Splatterhouse.
Natsumi has Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar.
Farmville Fanshawe.
Nintendo, Dragon Quest 9. Is that 9 or 11? I can't tell.
9.
9?
It's gotta be
9. Okay. Yeah. It should be 9.
Metroid Other M, Poke Park Wii, Pikachu's Big Adventure, Sin and Punishment, Wii Party, Golden Sun DS rumored, Pikmin 3 rumored, Zelda rumored, 3DS lineup, and Vitality Sensor lineup.
So wait. All right. They're showing off the 3DS games. Do we think maybe we might actually get a look at the 3DS?
Why not?
I'm going to be watching Nintendo's keynote to see if they announce it.
I'm on the last page now. Sega, The Conduit 2, Shogun Total War 2, Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Sonic Colors Vanquish, Sonic Natal game rumored, Valkyria Chronicles 2 rumored, and an unannounced game. Sony.
I will say I know what the rumored Sonic Natal game is. That is going to be Sonic. Was it Zero Riders? It's a Sonic Riders game. It's going to be shit. Move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sony iPad, God of War, Ghost of Sparta, Gran Turismo 5. Killzone.
No, it's not. It's never coming.
Gran Turismo 5, Nukem.
Hang on, go back to God of War, Ghost of Sparta. Is that a PSP or
PS3?
PSP. It is PSP.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
PSP dead. Garden,
Little Big Planet 2, SOCOM 4, Infamous 2 rumored, MotorStorm 3 rumored, Resistance 3 rumored, PlayStation Move, Library, Sports Champions, Wii Lookalike, Lollipop Dog Shit.
I wonder how Moon really feels.
Sony Online Entertainment, Clone Wars Adventures, DC Universe Online, Terrorover, Gundemonium Collection, Square Enix, Eidos, I can't read the name, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Dungeon Siege 3, Final Fantasy 14, Front Mission Evolved, Kanan Lynch 2, Kingdom Hearts Recoded. I'm interested in that now. Final Fantasy 14 again. I don't know why they put it on there twice. Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, Tales of Bearsworth Manor, Chaotic Conflicts and Puzzling Pages, The Third Birthday, and some unannounced game, Tecmo, Quantum Theory, Wizard Warriors, Legends of Troy, Trinity, Souls of Zil-Ole. I don't know if I said that right. Telltale Games, Sam & Max, The Devil's Playhouse, Puzzle Agent, THQ, Company of Heroes Online, De Blob, The Underground, Homefront, Red Faction, Armageddon, Saints Row 3 rumored, Warhammer, Space Marine rumored, unannounced games.
Warhammer, I'm looking forward to that.
Warner Brothers, Batman, The Brave and the Bold, Arkham Asylum 2, Fear 3, Lego Harry Potter, I'm looking forward to that. Lord of the Rings, War in the North, Super Scribblenauts. I'm going to have to take a look at that later. Unannounced game.
God.
Ubisoft, Assassin's Creed, Brotherhood, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, Hawk, with an X in the HAWX2. Sean White Skateboarding, Beyond Good and Evil 2, rumored, 2 unannounced games, and Valve Portal 2.
Nice. And that's it. So that is probably everything that's going to come out of E3, sans, whatever might be unannounced. Yeah. Stay tuned to us next week. Next week we'll be bringing you all the post E3 coverage. I might, and I will say this here, I am, as some people might know, I'm writing for Tomopop.com these days, and I'm officially throwing my hat in at Destructoid if they need help. They've asked for help for the E3 weekend, so I'm petitioning Destructoid. I am your new writer. Look no further. I am your new writer, Destructoid. Come on. You know you want it. I love you. So, anyway. That is the end of our show for this week, folks. With me have been Moon.
Farewell, programs.
Bob.
Goodbye.
Alex.
Since Jamie's not here, catch you on the flip side.
Fuck you, Alex.
Sean.
I have to say it also. Catch you on the flip side.
Fuck you, Sean.
And Sammy.
Sayonara, folks.
This is Toya and from Podcast and VCPR. Goodbye, and we'll see you after E3. Bye, folks.
Yep, I got one.